The NRA had filed an amicus brief in this case supporting the right of a Black River Falls tavern owner to carry a loaded gun in his car while transporting large sums of money from his business in the early hours of the morning. But in a 4-3 decision, the court ruled Scott Fisher was driving in a low-crime area and failed to prove he was in any imminent danger. Jerry Bonavia of the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort says the ruling reinforces this year's decision by the state legislature to uphold Governor Doyle's veto of a bill that would have legalized concealed carry.
They acknowledged that carrying concealed weapons presented a danger to the public, and because of that, they saw only very narrow exceptions on when carrying concealed weapons would be more beneficial to an individual than risky to the public at large.
But NRA member and director of Wisconsin's pro-gun movement, Jim Fendry, says he sees some hope in the ruling. He says it could be interpreted as expanding the protection for people in high-crime areas to carry weapons to defend themselves. Fendry also predicts a concealed carry bill will eventually pass in Wisconsin, maybe as soon as next year.
Especially since only Wisconsin and Illinois do not yet have it. Should there be a different governor next year, I'm sure a law will be passed.
Fendry says there's new fuel for gun advocates to use in passing a concealed carry law. He cites a recent study by the conservative Wisconsin Policy Research Institute that found such laws do not lead to an increase in gun violence. Gun control advocates disagree, citing polls that show most Wisconsin voters want to keep current laws in place. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.